If you have to get anywhere around Seattle these days, traffic is pretty scary. But if you think it's bad now, wait until January. That's when the Alaskan Way Viaduct, that giant, aging, seismically scary waterfront highway, is going to shut down for good. The viaduct will be replaced by a brand new tunnel. But here's the thing. That tunnel won't open until several weeks after the viaduct closes. Cars and trucks and buses are expected to pour onto city streets. It's the kind of traffic that can take a psychological toll on people. But that's especially true if you have anxieties or phobias. And that's our subject today. We're going to take a closer look at the psychology of traffic. From KUOW in Seattle, this is Sound Cues, a podcast fueled by listener curiosity. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Sound Cues reporter David Hyde is here with me in the studio. Hey, David.
Hi, Deb.
So this week's episode is about traffic anxiety. What was the question that got you interested in this?
The question came from listener Sarah Norris, who I just learned yesterday is actually a psychology teacher.
Aha.
And she noticed that people seem to slow down when they head into tunnels in this area. And she was wondering, why is that?
Are people possibly concerned about the tunnel being more narrow? What could be potentially people thinking about upon entering the tunnel?
So you looked into this. What did you find out?
That her hunch is exactly right, that researchers say drivers do tend to drive differently, including they slow down when they hit tunnels. And part of that is the fear factor. Studies suggest that around 10 to 15% of the population experiences anxiety when they're heading into tunnels. And a smaller percentage, this is around 1% to 3%, experience something much more severe, traffic phobias, which are really intense.
It's akin to when, let's say, you're going for a walk and you see a snake. Your adrenaline is rushing. I get this feeling of fear.
So that's Jenny Darmond. She's a singer and a voiceover artist here in Seattle.
Not being able to see the light, you know, when you're really stuck in a tunnel and you can't see the end of it, there is definitely that same feeling of being trapped. So for me, the panic is being trapped. If I'm on a bridge, if I'm on a plane, if I'm in a tunnel, the feeling is I'm stuck here and there's no way out.
Jenny has what psychologists call a specific phobia. And in her case, it's most often a fear of bridges. She just avoids taking bridges as much as possible. She even had to turn down a job because it would have meant taking a bridge.
It makes me feel like I'm going to pass out. My heart races. My hands can get shaky, which then, of course, just feeds the fear feeling of, oh, my God, I can't be driving a car right now because I could hit somebody or I could kill myself.
That sounds just awful. So what did Jenny do? Has she been able to get any help for this?
Yeah, I actually spoke with her therapist, Stacey Welch, who's a psychologist and an expert on treating phobias. And she says, you know, biologically speaking, fear can be a good thing.
Avoidance is just what we want to do when we're afraid. You know, if you think if your brain is giving you the signal that something's dangerous, you want to get away from it. And that's natural. That's part of how we're built, how we're designed. And the only problem with it is if we're too afraid, like our, you know, the alarm's going off when there's not actually danger. And that's where the therapies come in.
Stacy treats people using something called exposure therapy, which ultimately involves facing your fears.
Okay, David, before you go any further, just a minute of full disclosure here. We have a lot of anxiety in our family, and one of my family members has actually gone through the program that Stacy runs. I knew you were doing this story, but I didn't know you were talking to Stacy. So anyway, one thing I learned as a family member is that anxiety tells you to run away from something, but that if you do that, it actually makes the anxiety more powerful.
Right. And if you don't like bridges, you stay away from bridges. But it turns out that that impulse, however right it seems at the time, is actually a symptom. It's not really a cure. So the idea with exposure therapy is to gradually expose a person to the thing that they're afraid of. And that's what Stacy's team did here with Jenny. They started in the office and then graduated very slowly. At one point, they're just sitting in a car talking. And then it slowly ramps up from there to bridges. And Jenny eventually graduated to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge.
That's a really big bridge, and it kind of has an interesting history.
Yeah, it's a very long span. I don't know exactly how long, but if people aren't familiar with the first Tacoma Narrows Bridge, it was also known as Galloping Gertie.
The Tacoma Narrows Bridge, dedicated in 1940, was the pride of the Northwest. Then, the third longest suspension span, it became known as Galloping Gertie, as it swayed in the winds sweeping up Puget Sound. 4 months after it was opened, those winds sent the bridge into a rhythmic dance of death. It literally shook itself to pieces.
They, of course, rebuilt the bridge. The one today is perfectly safe, but still a big deal. And I spoke to Jenny right after she drove over it, not once, but twice.
Yesterday, I had someone with me, and I was a little like, whoa, okay, whoa, I'm doing this, you know, and I had to talk myself through it a little bit, but it was actually really empowering, honestly, at the end of the day. The feeling was actually kind of like, can I do it again? Can I do it again? You know?
So it seems like this really worked for her.
Yeah. The success rate for exposure therapy is actually really, really high. Of course, it might not work for everyone, and there are other forms of therapy. I spoke with Dr. Jim Basinski about this. He does something called psychodynamic therapy. He's in the psychiatry department at the University of Washington, and he explained how tunnel phobia might be a window into the unconscious mind.
Not wanting to go through the tunnel because they have some conflict about their job or the length of their commute. There may be some part of themselves that the tunnel represents a metaphor around some difficult memory or emotion that they find themselves avoiding.
And Basinski said medication can also help with things like panic disorders.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll hear what civil engineers are doing to try to help ease our driving anxieties.
Looking for more great local stories? We've got you covered. Our new weekly newsletter, The Best of KUOW, curates essential stories about the Puget Sound region and delivers them straight to your inbox. Subscribe for free by texting KUOW to 22828.
Okay, we've looked at what people can do to address their anxieties around driving in tunnels and bridges. But David, you also learned that civil engineers are also trying to address those issues as well.
Yeah, and this was a shock to me because my dad is an engineer.
Mm.
Engineers are actually thinking about psychology when it comes to designing tunnels and building tunnels. Mostly this seems to be happening over in Europe where there are some really long tunnels. Suzanne Peterson is an engineer in Copenhagen, and she's worked on a number of tunnel mega projects. One of the things she's focused on is people's traffic anxieties and how to solve them. One of the things they work with is the lighting. Right now, Peterson's actually working on a tunnel that will connect Denmark and Germany. It's called the Femern Belt Tunnel.
We are changing the color of the light that will actually show you how far you are on your journey. So it will change color tone all the way through the tunnel.
So the idea here is that driving in tunnels can feel really repetitive. But with this new tunnel between Copenhagen and Germany, you'll get a sense of movement or progression as you're driving through it. And another really cool feature, this is an undersea tunnel, but it travels along a path that is actually a bird migration route. There's going to be images of birds flying along with you as you're driving through the tunnel. And on top of that, there's going to be safety elements. There's just a full-on emergency lane, for example, which is the sort of thing that can help with people's anxieties if they're worried about feeling trapped.
Okay, so that's cool. That's happening in Europe. What about here in the United States? We've got this brand new tunnel opening up in Seattle. Are they adding any design elements that might help with anxiety?
Well, they don't talk about that specifically. It doesn't sound like they're thinking about tunnels or bridges the same way that they are over in Europe. But I did speak with Laura Newborn about this. She's a spokesperson with the Washington State Department of Transportation. And she said that the new tunnel here in Seattle does have some similar kinds of safety features.
I've had the opportunity to drive inside, and it feels a lot more comfortable than other tunnels I've been in. The road curves are gentle. There are no sharp curves. The on and off ramps are longer. There are a lot of things that make this tunnel feel more spacious. The lanes are 11 feet wide. There's an 8-foot wide emergency shoulder. The ceilings are high, which is unusual for a tunnel. It's very well lit, and the lighting at the entrances and exits actually adjust to outside conditions. So, for example, if you're driving into the tunnel at night, you won't be blinded by bright lights all of a sudden when you enter the tunnel. It will gradually get brighter as you go deeper into the tunnel.
And according to Peterson, the civil engineer I spoke with over in Copenhagen, some of these design elements could help ease people's traffic anxieties.
All right, that is really interesting. I'm curious what drivers are thinking about now as we anticipate the opening of this new Alaskan Way tunnel. What are you worried about? What are you excited about? Drop us a note. Our email address is soundcues@kuow.org. David Hyde, thanks for the story.
Thanks, Deb.
Our question about traffic anxieties came to us from listener Sarah Norris. If you have a question about Seattle or our region, head on over to our website, kuow.org/soundcues, and drop us a note. Your question might be featured in a future episode. Soundcues is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Matt Martin is our producer. Jim Gates is our editor. Our production team includes David Hyde, Anna Boyko-Wyrock, Gil Agutter, Jill Jackson, and Brendan Sweeney. Michael Parker composed our theme music. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Thanks for listening.